Tornado Watch number 148 remains in effect until midnight Tuesday for the following counties in North Carolina: Alamance, Chatham, Durham, Franklin, Granville, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Moore, Orange, Person, Randolph, Vance, Wake, and Warren. Remember, a tornado watch means that conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including tornadoes, large hail and damaging winds, and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets or internet sources for the latest severe weather information.
This is M0YO in Central Carolina, Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch in effect until midnight tonight for the following areas. This is a wide area. For portions of the District of Columbia, much of Maryland, eastern North Carolina, eastern South Carolina, much of Virginia, eastern Panhandle of West Virginia, and the coastal waters. Remember that the watch means that the conditions are favorable for tornadoes and severe thunderstorms. The following could be producing tornadoes or hail up to 2.5 inches in diameter. The thunderstorm winds could gust up to 80 miles an hour, and dangerous lightning are possible in these areas. Remember that a tornado watch means conditions are favorable for tornadoes and severe thunderstorms in and close to the watch area. Persons in these areas should be on the lookout for threatening weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Weather Service will be looking for reports of severe weather, which includes the following: hail any size initially that's penny size or larger, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour, measured rainfall of more than 1 inch or more per hour, and please give the times of measurements when this does come effect. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, damage caused by high winds such as downed limbs or trees and their approximate diameter, building and roof damage. Central Carolina Skywarn Net Control Station will be monitoring reports of develop and increase if necessary with any criteria. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. Central Carolina Skywarn is in standby mode at this time, and the repeater is free for normal activity. Please leave long breaks in between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We are operating on the WB4TQD 14688 repeater. Should this repeater go offline, our backup repeater is the WB4TQD 14539 repeater with a tone of 82.5. Our secondary backup will be the Carolina 440 UHF link system. These frequencies can be found on www.carolina440.net. Thank you. This is N0YO with Central Carolina Skywarn in standby.
N0YO, this is WX4MC. I have a severe thunderstorm warning to read.
Go ahead.
At 5:17 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern and central Sampson County in central North Carolina, effective until 5:45 p.m. At 5:09 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 11 miles west of Roseboro, or about 13 miles southeast of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Hopton, Salemburg, and Clinton. The main threat with this storm is penny-sized hail or larger. Hail of this size may cause some vehicle or roof damage. Strong and gusty winds can also be expected with this storm. WX4NC, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Virginia. This is WX4NC. And this is N0YO, clearing with WX4NC.
I'm going to go ahead and make an announcement on these, the watch and the warning, unless you have them available. If you have them available, go ahead. If not, I'll go ahead and make the announcement.
I'm on the NOAA site, and it has no warning. It just has the watcher. So go ahead, you got the updated one.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:17 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern and central Sampson County in central North Carolina, effective until 5:45 p.m. At 5:09 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 11 miles west of Roseboro, or about 13 miles southeast of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Hopton, Salemburg, and Clinton. The main threat with this storm is penny-sized hail or larger. Hail of this size may cause some vehicle or roof damage. Strong and gusty winds can also be expected with this storm. Also, there is a tornado watch in effect until midnight for all of the counties within the Central Carolina Skywarn County warning area. And those include Edgecombe, Granville, Harnett, Lee, Nash, Wake, Wilson, Orange, Warren, Chatham, Durham, Franklin, Halifax, Johnston, Person, Sampson, Vance, and Wayne. WX4NC back to N0YAO, Skywarn Net Control.
WX4NC, thank you very much for the update. And 0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn, we're in standby mode.
N0YAO, WX4NC.
Go ahead.
The National Weather Service has just issued another statement. Effective at 5:32 p.m., the severe thunderstorm warning for southern Cumberland County expired. The severe thunderstorm has moved into western Sampson County. WX4NC.
Thank you very much for the update. N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn.
N0YO, WX4NC.
WX4NC, N0YO, go ahead.
Jim, things are a little quiet at the moment. Why don't you go ahead and have some supper, and as soon as they heat up a little bit, I'll call you back, and I'll serve as NCO until things heat up. How about that?
Okay, sounds good. No problem on this end. Thanks a lot, Virginia. Take care and do a good day, and you're always doing a good job, so no problem on that end. WX4NC, N0YO, turning over NC. Turning over Central Carolina Skywarn to WX4NC. N0YO clear.
Thank you, Jim. Relax while you can because we'll probably be calling on you shortly, so keep your radio on. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a tornado watch in effect until midnight this evening for all of the counties within the Central Carolina Skywarn County Warning Coverage Area. Those counties include Edgecombe, Granville, Harnett, Lee, Nash, Wake, Wilson, Orange, Warren, Chatham, Durham, Franklin, Halifax, Johnston, Person, Sampson, Vance, and Wayne. Remember, a watch means conditions are favorable for a tornado and severe thunderstorms to develop. The National Weather Service will be looking for reports of severe weather should it develop, and their criteria include hail, any size initially, then penny size, which is 3/4 inch in diameter or larger, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as downed limbs or trees in their approximate diameter, and of course any building or roof damage. Central Carolina Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather should it develop, and will increase our activity as we need to with any criteria verification. We encourage you to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or your local media for further information and updates. We are in standby mode at this time. That means it's not a directed net and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We just request that you leave some longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn.
Skywarn active.
This is WX4NC with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:45 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for East Central Sampson County, in effect until 6 p.m. At 5:44 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Turkey, or about 5 miles east of Clinton, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Nickel-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. A severe thunderstorm can produce large damaging hail, damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. Remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. The National Weather Service will be looking for your reports of severe weather. They're looking for the following criteria. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 of an inch in diameter or larger, thereafter. Measured wind speeds greater of 50 miles an hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Damage caused by high winds, such as downed limbs or trees in their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of your severe weather and increase our activity as we need to with criteria verification. We'll remain in standby mode at this time so the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. Just leave some breaks between your transmissions for Skywarn traffic. This is WX4NC, standing by for any criteria severe weather reports. Calling Skywarn, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon. This is Kilo. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
Okay, Steve, you got some noise on your signal. If you can bump up your power, I'd ask you to do so. And I didn't catch all of your report, and if there's someone else listening and I don't catch it this time around, I'm going to ask for a relay. Come back to me, first of all, with your call sign phonetically.
Okay, name here, ma'am, is Lima Echo Echo. Call is Kilo Echo 4, Echo Quebec. On 58 Clinton, North Carolina. Just want to report to you that we did have a report of large hail in the Hoffman community, that is your Newton Grove. Newton Grove, go ahead.
Okay, Lee, I got that. You said large hail, and I believe that was, is it Hopkins community? I know you said it's near Newton Grove.
Negative. It is phonetically spelling Henry Ocean, Bob, Tom Ocean, November, Hopkins. It will be the Hopkins community between Newton Grove and Clinton, US 701. Repeating this report, came from the sheriff's deputy. He reported large hail in this area. My home, PTH, is about 3 miles from this location, and I did not have any hail at my area, but I did have wind speed of around 35 miles per hour, KE4EQG.
Okay, Lee, I do copy that. Did you catch a size of that hail from the sheriff's deputy?
Negative on that. I'm going to say most likely it would be probably quarter size, maybe size of a quarter.
Okay, Lee, thank you very much for that report. I appreciate it. And if you have further reports, please call us. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. Lee, what time was that hail reported?
I want to say about 15 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, that was when we got a report, and I was monitoring my local repeater, and I was having trouble getting on the Skywarn just before the storm came up, but it was around 15 minutes ago.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Lee. WX4NC.
No problem, and I'll be standing by. KE4.
At 6:27 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Person County, in effect until 7:30 p.m. At 6:27 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated severe thunderstorms along a line extending from near Milton to Prospect Hill, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with these storms. Locations impacted include Bushy Fork, Concord, Roxborough, Thurl, and Bethel Hill. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather, and their criteria include hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This is WX4NC standing by for criteria severe weather reports.
X4NC, KG4FTT.
KG4FTT, WX4NC. Go ahead, Thomas.
Durham Link on 440 is active, as long as I can monitor it.
Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate that. WX4NC.
FYI, Raleigh Skywarn, KQ2P.
KQ2P, WX4NC. Sorry about that. I didn't know whether you were just monitoring and throwing your call out. Go ahead with your report, sir.
Okay, Virginia, I know the calls the Weather Center wants, but I'm one of those bad people that report the slightest raindrops. I'm at the border of Person and Durham County. I'm observing some mighty low-lying dark clouds moving north up to the Person County border, and I can hear boomers up that way, so I would expect that's what they're confirming on the radar. Go ahead.
There is a severe thunderstorm warning for Person County. The Doppler radar did indicate severe thunderstorms along a line that extended from Milton to Prospect Hill, moving east at 35 miles per hour. That was at 6:27 p.m. And the warning goes till 7:30 p.m. And the locations impacted include Bushy Fork, Concord, Roxborough, Thurl, and Bethel Hill. My guess is that's what you're hearing.
All right, very good. If we have anything worthy to report, like nasty old hail, we'll be sure to check in. But it appears that radar is working this evening.
Yes. Thank you so much, and if you have a criteria weather report, by all means, please call back. WX4NC.
KG4FTT, KG4FTT, KQ2P.
KQ2P is KG4FTT, go ahead.
Yeah, what's it doing down there in Durham, Central? It just started to rain, sort of heavy up here. I think it's a local cell passing by, guys.
It's mighty cloudy down here. I expect it to bottom to fall out any second now.
we'll be here monitoring, seeing what happens, but it's going to be an interesting evening.
I hope we don't get any of that wind damage they've gotten in Guilford and Forsyth County from this storm.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, it stopped now again, so who knows what's up tonight. We'll be on 880 here, and we'll exchange ditties with you throughout the evening. You take care. Hunker down. Notice Jim's off the air again.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
All right. Okay, Q2P, stationary mobile, Rougemont, North Carolina, Durham, Person County border, off and clear.
AG4FCT, monitoring 440 link.
TT, KQ2P.
Go ahead.
Alright, FYI, I'm looking to the east. It's clear blue skies with some stratus clouds, and I'm looking towards Orange County from my location, and I can see some lightning flashes, so I don't know. It's tracking kind of weird. I would think it bear more to the east, but maybe something's coming from the northwest down this way.
KI4ODO.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were in an area where you could see radar. The wife and I have been keeping track of radar, and there's a pretty good line of storms. It's kind of at an angle, but it's coming through right now. It looks like it's approaching Chapel Hill, and there are some storms down to the extreme east, but it looks like in your area it's probably going to appear clear, but they're coming.
Well, thank you for the info. I appreciate it. Just trying to keep the chatter up here on the channel and taking long breaks so Skywarn can take over. And the idea is, nobody wants raindrop reports, but they can pick up what they may from the various reports of the folks that are concerned about their local weather, such as I am. KQ2P.
Yes, sir. I know typically for Skywarn purposes, I'm sure you're aware of this, there's a certain criteria they're looking for, but I know as long as it's open for normal amateur activity, we can report to each other pretty much whatever. But I know for them, for the National Weather Service purposes, they just want that certain criteria for severe weather. Back to you.
Yeah, that's what Virginia and the rest of the crew are there for. So let them do their jobs, and while it's open like this, let us chit-chat about the local weather.
Absolutely, I agree. KI4ODO, and I'll be listening.
Okay, Q2P, and it looks like Raleigh and Durham have clear skies.
That's a little cloud mass and all situated northeast to southwest. Northeast all the way up in Virginia and southwest all the way, almost all the way down to Charlotte. And I think Jim just making an announcement. He's taking the repeater down again.
All right. Well, I hear some, I see some heavy loaders here passing over the house. probably 1,000 feet up, so I reckon we're in for a deluge of maybe about 2 minutes. KQ2P.
Well, Gary, on the radar, it looks like it's raining at your house.
Not yet, but it's expected to come to that, and I'm hearing some static crashes here, even in a 2 meter rig.
Yeah, whatever's happened is starting to attenuate your signal, too. KG4FTT.
Okay, Q2P monitoring. ATD, we're getting some good gusts now. Yeah, I think I just heard a hailstone. I'm not sure. Wait for number two and number three, but something hit the windshield real hard.
This is WX4MC. Gentlemen, may I make an announcement?
Go ahead, Virginia.
This is WX4MC with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:15 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Orange County, effective until 8 p.m. At 7:14 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 5 miles west of Eflin, or about 7 miles east of Graham, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Location impacted include Eflin, Hillsboro, and Schley. I apologize for the pronunciation on that. This is a dangerous storm. It has a history of bringing trees down from damaging wind gusts in Davidson and Alamance counties. Severe thunderstorms can be as destructive as tornadoes, so if you're in its path, you should prepare for damaging winds, large hail, and deadly lightning. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather, and this includes hail of any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour with the times of measurement provided, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as downed limbs or trees in their approximate diameter, as well as any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather and will increase our activity as we need to with criteria verification. We're going to remain in standby mode at the moment, so that means this is not a directed net and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do request, though, that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage you to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is WX4NC standing by for any criteria, severe weather reports for Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4NC, KQ2P.
KQ2P, go ahead.
Yeah, we've had occasional, like 30 seconds between of pea-sized hail at the junction of Person in Durham County. Go ahead.
Okay, KQ2P. You've noticed pea-sized hail, and would you say that's a quarter inch?
Yeah, at least. Very, very rare, but they're here. I can hear them, and I can see them. But it's not a deluge. Go ahead.
Okay, and if you would, give me the closest intersection that of this event.
Bahama Road, and Hampton Road. And Hampton Road, over.
Okay, and is this Durham County?
Roger.
And when did the pea-sized hail begin?
Moments ago. Mark your chronometer.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. And if you have further reports that meet criteria, please bring them to Central Carolina Sky 1. Appreciate your report very much. WX4NC.
Okay, Q2 be clear.
N0YO, this is WX4NC. KG4FTT, WX4NC.
We got the storm here in Durham. We got flying debris. KG4FTT.
Thomas, repeat that again for me.
The storm's here in Durham, Sedgefield and Forest Road, and we got flying debris. No tree damage or hail at this time.
Okay, thank you, Thomas. Would you be available for about 2 minutes just to monitor for any reports, and then I'll be right back.
Is that for me? Because I got so much noise, I couldn't hear you.
Okay, if you may not be able to because of the storm there, I was going to get you to monitor for about 2 minutes for me. But I'll tell you what, that's okay. I'll wait a few minutes. WX4NC.
WX4NC, KQ2P.
KQ2P, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking out. It's been years since I've been trained in Skywarn, but it looks like we've got something dipping down towards the horizon from our location. We'll monitor it. Looks kind of nasty.
Are you detecting any rotation?
I can't tell at this point.
Okay, stay safe. But if you do observe any rotation, be sure to let me know. WX4NC.
WX4NC, this is KG4IHX.
KG4IHX, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Frank in Durham. I'm over here at Cornwall Road and Sedgefield Road. I'm observing some clouds that are very low to the ground. I don't see any rotation, and it looks like there may be some wind in it.
Okay, and what'd you say your location was again?
I'm at Cornwallis Road and Sedgefield Road.
Okay, I appreciate that, and if you notice any rotation, please give me a call back, WX4NC.
10-4.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:23 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Durham County, in effect until 8 p.m. At 7:19 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 13 miles west of Durham, or about 6 miles southwest of Hillsborough, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. This storm does have a history of producing damaging winds. Locations impacted include Durham, Bethesda, and Gorman. The National Weather Service will be looking for reports of severe weather, which include hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour with times of measurement given. Flooding and flash flooding when none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees near approximate diameter, any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll increase our activity with any criteria verification. We are in standby mode, so the repeat is free for normal amateur activity. This is not yet a directed net. We ask that stations please leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any criteria verification.
6-4-NC, KG-4-IHX.
KG-4-IHX, go ahead.
10-4, I'm experiencing some gusty winds. I don't have anything to measure it with, but it's heavy enough that it's rocking this big Crown Victoria, and it's raining right now. I don't have any debris or have any hail at this point, just some gusty winds. I can see some lightning off in the distance, and this storm looks like it's the one that's coming from the southwest area.
Okay, good deal. And let me get your name, too.
Yeah, my name is Frank.
Frank, I appreciate it. If you have further reports, please give us a call, WX4NC.
10-4.
WX4NC, KQ2P.
KQ2P, WX4NC, go ahead.
All right, not matching criteria. Don't want to tie up the neck.
Got a gentleman with me who has, he's missing a hockey tank.
What I'm seeing is getting lower and lower, experiencing lightning flashes, and the precipitation has picked up quite a bit. So we'll inform you when we see the wall cloud. It's windy. KQ2P.
Okay, appreciate any updates, especially those that meet criteria, and be safe. WX4NC.
WX4NC, WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, WX4NC. Go ahead.
Virginia, want me to monitor this for a few minutes before you take a break?
Yes, I would. I tried to get in a phone call, but could not. So, yes, that would be great. WX4NC, turning Skywarn activity over to WX4MMM.
You beat me, Bob.
Good evening, Jim. Yes, WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for reports. Currently have a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings in effect, one for northern Orange County in central North Carolina until 8 p.m., and another severe thunderstorm warning for Durham County until 8 p.m. This evening. So WX4MMM standing by for criteria reports.
Warning for Person County expires in 7:30 unless they extend it. KG4FTT.
And this is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wake County until 8:15 p.m. At 7:24 p.m., National Weather Service stopped a radar indicated severe thunderstorm near Durham, moving southeast at 45 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. This storm already has blown down several trees and alamance in Orange County. Locations impacted include the Raleigh-Durham Airport, Mooresville, Apex, Cary, Falls Lake, Wake Forest, Lake Wheeler, Roseville, Garner, and Knightdale. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour or greater are expected from this storm. Winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8 p.m. for Wake County in central North Carolina. WX4MMM, standing by for reports that meet criteria.
WX4MMM, this is KG4IHX in Durham.
KG4IHX, go ahead, sir, WX4MMM.
Yeah, it's KG4IHX. I was just talking with my my supervisor, security officer over here in Durham, and he just filmed a tunnel, a funnel cloud over near the Cheek Road area with his onboard camera in his vehicle. And where I am at Federal Road and Cornwallis Road, we have extremely high winds. I can't measure them because I don't have anything to measure them with. And we're having rain, but no debris at this time. And our lights blinked and then came back on.
Okay, and you got a second-hand report of a possible funnel cloud on Cheek Road in Durham?
Yeah, he filmed it with his camera on board his security vehicle.
Okay, when was that? Just less than 5 minutes ago?
That's Roger.
Okay, but no reports of damage or tornado, just a possible funnel cloud on Cheek Road in Durham approximately 5 minutes ago. In your area on Federal Road and Cordon Wallace Road, you got high winds, but so far no damage?
No damage at this time, just the lights blinking on and off.
Okay, appreciate that report, and please keep us advised if conditions change. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward.
WX4MMM, KQ2P.
KQ2P, go ahead.
Okay, no standard report, but I am observing something close to the ground. Not negative. Negative a wall cloud at this time, but I see light skies to the south and to the north, and centered above and between those is some sort of weather phenomena approaching me. No precipitation of any consequent value at this point. We'll be monitoring for hail. KQ2P.
Okay, appreciate that report. Again, we're looking for rotation in those clouds. Lower clouds could be just be a scud cloud, but if you start observing rotation, please give me a call back. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward.
NCT.
Station calling Skyward, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a tree blow down over a power line over here up in the Northside community in southern Granville County, right up above Falls Lake. It's on Fleming Road. Thought we might want to get that in because there's another tree or two that's been blown down.
Did you witness that tree coming down?
No, but I saw one come down. This one was already crossing when I come up here.
Okay, tree down, cross power lines in north side in southern Granville County.
Yeah.
And come back with your call sign, please.
N4NCT, November Charlie Tango.
Okay, appreciate that report. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward.
WX4MMM, WX4NC.
Virginia, I don't know if y'all copy that possible funnel cloud in Cheek Road in Durham in the last 5 minutes.
Yes, I did, and the National Weather Service would like to know if there was an estimate on wind speed from the, I think it was KG4IHX, he was at Cornwallis Road. Did he have an estimate on wind speed where he is?
I'll check with that. He didn't report any damage. KG4IHX, do you have an estimate of your wind speeds in your location?
Roger, I do. I would say approximately 40 to 50 miles an hour. It was heavy enough to rock this big Crown Victoria I'm in.
But you, again, didn't observe any tree limbs coming down or trees being uprooted?
No, I didn't, not at this point. And I'm looking over towards Chapel Hill, and I see a lot of pink sky over there.
Okay, appreciate that report. And Virginia, we also had a report out of the north side. I don't know if you copy that north side in southern Granville County of a tree down over a power line, but he didn't observe actually tree coming down, but that was a tree down in the north side community in southern Granville County.
Okay, I copy that. WX4NC.
It's WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Again, we have three thunderstorm warnings in effect. Just a quick summary. Severe thunderstorm warning for Durham County until 8 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning for northern Orange County until 8 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm warning for Wake County until 8:15 p.m. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4MMM, WX4NC. Did you by chance get an estimate on the diameter of that tree that was down.
Oh, she's got clocks.
Sure did not. Let me see if he's still on frequency. N4NCT, East WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyline. Sir, Virginia did not pick up that information. I'll see if I can get it from him later. N4NCT, WX4MMM. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyline.
Thanks anyway, Bob. WX4NC.
NC4VA, KG4FTT.
Go ahead, Thomas.
You got a new warning going out for Vance County, KG4FTT.
Thank you, Thomas. I'm sure Bob will announce that momentarily. WX4MMM, did you copy?
Copy that. Severe thunderstorm warning for Vance County and Granville County in Central North Carolina until 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 7:36 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from Tungsten to Stem, or along a line extending from 11 miles north of Henderson to 5 miles northeast of Creedmoor, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Any size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Carlake, Bullocksville, South Henderson, Henderson, Gilbert, and Middleburg. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning, and be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect now for Vance County and Granville County until 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And just a reminder, the National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather, and this includes hail, size initially then penny size or larger, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour, flooding, flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds or funnel clouds or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in their approximate diameter, and building and roof damage. Central Carolina Skywarn is in standby mode at this time, but if activity increases, we'll go to direct mode. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4NC, WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, WX4NC. Go ahead, Bob.
Just locally at my station, I just recorded wind gusts of 37 miles an hour at 7:40 a.m. And again, my location is Highway 98 and Highway 50 in Northern Wake County.
Highway 98, Highway 50, 37 miles per hour, and what was the time on that?
7:40 p.m.
Thanks, Bob. WX4NC.
WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, just a quick update. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Wake County until 8:15 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Northern Orange County until 8 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Durham County until 8 p.m. And severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Vance County and Granville County until 8 p.m. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for severe weather reports that meet criteria.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to be here until this warning expires. You want me to try to keep track of the warnings?
Thomas, okay, I've got it all right on. I got a real M wind, so they're printing out right now.
Let me know if you want to split the workload any. I'm going to be listening. KG4FTT.
And National Weather Service has issued another warning, severe thunderstorm warning for Franklin County until 8:15 p.m. At 7:40 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from 8 miles northwest of Ingleside to Youngsville, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour likely with this storm. Locations include Ingleside, Lewisburg, Centerville, and Bunn. And damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater expected from this storm. These winds can be blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. And again, severe thunderstorm warning, brand new one just issued at 8:15 p.m. for Franklin County in central North Carolina. WX4MMM. And Thomas, yeah, you're welcome to keep me up to date on these warnings, so I don't want to steer you away on that. So appreciate your help, and any input will be appreciated. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyway.
Do you need me to keep up with on it?
If you hear a warning, if you'll break in and read it, you're welcome to do that.
Okay, but they don't pop up on my screen immediately. I have to go to another page. But I'll try to keep up with them with you.
So I appreciate that anyway. So I'll pick them up, of course, NC4VA, WX4NC is the weather service as well. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward, standing by for severe weather reports.
WX4MMM. KG4YCJ, Steve.
KG4YCJ, Steve, go ahead. WX4MMM.
Hey, good evening, Bob. If you don't mind, just go over the exact criteria you're looking for as far as reports go.
That's a roger. Hail any size initially, then three-quarter size or larger. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees and approximate diameter, and building and roof damage.
Thank you, Bob. I'm en route to Apex right now, and the sky is looking very ominous, so I just wanted to get a clarification. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Steve, you're welcome, and please give us a call if you see some conditions that meet criteria. WX4MMM, Central Carolina, Skyway.
KG4YCJ.
Bob, KG4YCJ called you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Gary, I've already talked to him. WX4MMM.
M0YO portable, outside observing.
N0YAO,
WX4MMM. WX4MMM, N0YO, and right now I'm picking up some wind, sounds very weary. I was watching it earlier, and I had a small going towards the cell. I was watching a cell develop, and then it just quit. But we're now picking up some wind now.
Okay, appreciate that, Jim. And will you be able to pick up the net at 8 p.m.?
Roger on that.
Thank you. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward. Standby mode this time, but there are several severe thunderstorm warnings in the area, and we're looking for criteria reports during the storm. That includes hail of any size initially, then penny size or larger. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Can damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees in the approximate diameter, and building and roof damage. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward.
WX4MMM, KI4ODO.
KI4ODO, go ahead, sir. WX4MMM.
This is Marvin, KI4ODO in Lewisburg. We're at the head of the storm moving in, experiencing very high winds, violent tree swage. We did see some twigs, small limbs coming down. And it looked like just as the wall cloud was coming over, we started seeing extremely high winds, so I wanted to do that. Wind estimate speed, I don't know for sure. It's swaying the trees pretty stiff, so I would say probably 40 to 45.
Let's hope it's not a wall cloud.
Stand by, Gary. Small limbs, can you give me approximate diameter of those limbs?
I would say twig size less than probably, I would say around an eighth of an inch.
Okay, and are you in downtown Lewisburg proper, or your approximate street and intersection?
We are just between Lewisburg and Youngsville, and we are near the intersection of Peach Orchard and Mays Crossroad.
Okay, near the intersection of Peach Orchard and Mays Crossroad between Youngsville and Lewisburg, and you have observed high winds of small limbs down, no more than probably eighth of an inch in diameter.
That is correct. I would consider them twigs, but there was several bursts, very violent tree swage. So there we go. KI4, ODO.
In 0YO, go ahead.
We have power outage at 401 in Prairie Creek. That's 401 in Prairie Creek. No power.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Power outage on 401 in Prairie Creek in Northeast Raleigh, WX4MMM. And National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Warren County in Central North Carolina, until 8:30 p.m. At 7:49 p.m., National Weather Service operator indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from 7 miles northwest of Macon to 7 miles southwest of Austin, or along the line extending from 8 miles north of Warrenton to 8 miles southeast of Henderson, moving northeast at 160 miles an hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour likely with this storm. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward.
WX4MMM, WX4NC.
WX4NC, go ahead.
I noticed that N0YO reported a power outage. If he's going to be on emergency power and that's a problem, I'll be happy to pick up that net at 8 o'clock. I mean, this one.
N0YO, did you copy that?
I copied that. I'm getting ready to go on emergency power. Give me about 15 minutes. I'll be on emergency.
Okay, Jim. Virginia, I guess maybe we'll need to pick up for a few minutes at 8 o'clock.
No problem. WX4NC.
I think I started my power supply last week.
Virginia, WX4NC, has anybody confirmed that moving northeast at 160 miles an hour, that last weather statement that just came out for Warren County?
I have not heard mention of that. I'd have to check WX4NC.
Okay, WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward.
Sounds like a misprint.
Mike, 4OZF.
Station, go ahead, WX4MMM.
We got a power outage as well on Millbrook and Atlantic Road in North Raleigh.
Power outage on Millbrook and Atlantic Road in North Raleigh. And come back for your call sign, please.
KI4OCF Kilo Kilo Oscar Charlie Foxtrot.
A lot of static. One more time, please.
Kilo India 4 Oscar Charlie Foxtrot.
Roger, copy that. Appreciate that. WX4MMM, Central Kiosk going.
Portable.
Go ahead, WX4MMM, Central Kiosk going.
Hey, how you doing? I was trying to get, I just got on the radio, so I'm trying to get the current warning for the cloud formation.
What's your location and what are you observing?
Man, I just came to Staples and Heatwave Arena off of Broad Street. Straight line winds gusting. Hard enough to make it difficult to get your car.
Okay, location in Fuquay, just strong winds, but you're not observing any tree limbs or tree damage. Okay, if you observe damage, please give us a call. There are a number of severe thunderstorm warnings in effect until 8 p.m. to 8:15 p.m., and we're under a tornado watch until 12 midnight. WX4MMM, Central Carolina, Skyline.
WX4MMM, WX4NC.
WX4NC, WX4MMM, go ahead, Virginia.
Do you want me to go ahead and take it over? I know you've got the 8 o'clock net.
That's a roger, certainly appreciate it. WX4MMM, back to WX4NC.
Last report.
Thank you, Bob, and if you have time after the net, give us a call back. this is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skyline. We're at their station calling with a report.
Yes, Virginia. Gary, KQ2P, things have sort of settled down here. Everything seems to be moving north of the county line. See some flashes up there, but no severe weather that meets criteria. So this will be KQ2P, off and clear.
Okay, Gary. This is WX4NC with Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a number of severe thunderstorm warnings. There's one for Warren County that expires at 8:30 p.m. One for Franklin County that expires at 8:15 p.m. One due to expire very shortly in Vance and Granville County at 8 p.m. Also Durham County at 8 p.m. Wake County at 8:15 p.m. And Orange County at 8 p.m. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. The criteria include hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees and their deposit diameter, any building or roof damage. The National Weather Service is seeking only criteria reports at this time, especially given the number of severe thunderstorm warnings that we have. So please be mindful of that. Central Carolina Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather and will increase our activity as we need to. This is WX4NC standing by for criteria severe weather report.
NC4VA, KG4FTT.
KG4FTT, go ahead.
Just let you know I'm still here if you need me to take any of the workload.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Thomas. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any criteria, severe weather reports, reports that meet criteria.
Just want to calm down now. Sun's gone down. KG4FTT.
This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 8 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Halifax in central North Carolina, Halifax County. It's effective until 8:45 p.m. At 7:57 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from 20 miles northwest of Rosemary to 37 miles southwest of Air Lee, or along a line extending from 6 miles south of Broadnax to 12 miles south of Lewisburg, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Air Lee, Rosemary, Weldon, South Weldon, Halifax, Enfield, Tillery, and Scotland Neck. This line of storms has a history of producing winds of 58 miles per hour and greater, and these winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed, and stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. At 7:59 p.m., the National Weather Service also issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Johnston County in central North Carolina, effective until 8:45 p.m. At 7:57 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated severe thunderstorms over eastern Wake County, moving southeast at 50 miles per hour. Damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Linwood, Coates Crossroads, Flowers, Emmett, Smithville, Selma, Pine Level, Micro, Princeton, and Kinley.
M0YM.
One moment, Jim. As a reminder, severe thunderstorm warnings remain in effect also for Wake County, Franklin County, and Warren County. Those for Northern Orange, Vance, Granville, and Durham counties have expired. A tornado watch remains in effect for all of the Central Carolina Sky Warren County warning area. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. The criteria would be hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in amateur or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, and rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Also, any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees in their approximate diameter, any building or roof damage. Given the number of severe weather, severe thunderstorm warnings we have, we're going to move to active mode. So this will now become a directed net. Any stations with reports should direct those reports to net control. A severe thunderstorm warning was just issued for Nash County in central North Carolina, effective until 8:30 p.m. At 8:02 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated severe thunderstorms along a line extending from Centerville to Wake Forest, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Spring Hope, Aventon, Bailey, Red Oak, Dorchess, Battlesboro, and Sharpsburg. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater are expected with this storm. These winds can blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Please seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed, and stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. This is WX4NC for Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4NC N0YO.
N0YO, go ahead.
Okay, I'm on emergency power, and thanks for getting all the updates. I lost everything when the power went out.
Virginia, what's our backup repeater?
If we go down, we'll move to the Broadway repeater, 147.105. Jim, as a reminder, we have severe thunderstorm warnings for Nash County, Halifax County, Johnston County, Warren County, Franklin County, and Wake County. And because of the numbers, we've moved to active mode, so it's now a directed net. And I'll turn it over to you at this time, and I'll copy any reports you receive for the forecasters here at the National Weather Service. WX4NC to N0YAO. Now, Central Carolina Skywarn Net Control.
Okay, thank you, Virginia. WX4NC, this is now N0YAO for Central Carolina Skywarn. We are in active mode. This is Skywarn is in active mode. This is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to the net control. We just got another warning. I'll have Virginia post that up there. We are now in active mode. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch until midnight. Severe thunderstorm warnings for Nash, Halifax, Johnston, Warren, Franklin, and Wake counties. Farmer warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. The National Weather Service is now looking for reports of severe weather. We're looking for hail, any size initially, or penny size or larger, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour, please give the time of the measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none has normally occurred, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, or any damage caused by the high winds such as downed limbs or trees or approximate and their approximate diameter, and building and roof damage. The Central Carolina Skywarn Net Control Station will be monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. I repeat, we are in active mode. This is a directed net. So please stay tuned. We are right now operating on WB4TQD repeater 14688. Should this repeater go offline, our backup repeater will be the WB4TQD of 14539 with a tone of 82.5. Our secondary backup will be Carolina 440 link. And for those frequencies, you can find them on the net of www.carolina440.net. This is N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn, active mode.
N0YO, here is WX4NC.
Go ahead with the new warning.
At 8.06 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Lee County, effective until 8.45 p.m., At 8.06 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 7 miles west of Carthage, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Carthage, Whispering Pines, Bath, Cameron, Lemon Springs, and Sanford. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning, so be prepared to move quickly to an interior room or a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. And one amendment to tonight, the 14539 is not working at full speed. So if we need to move to our backup repeater on it for 2 meters, our first backup will be the Broadway repeater tonight, the 147.105. WX4NC, back to net.
Thank you very much, Virginia, for the update. Repeat, these winds are very strong. As intimate, we are out power on this northeast side of Raleigh.
N0YO, CAF4OCF with a report.
Go ahead.
At 7:10 Eastern Standard Time, winds sufficient to bring down half-inch limbs on Atlantic and Millbrook Road in North Raleigh.
Were able to bring down half-inch limbs along Atlantic and Millbrook Road. Any others?
WX4NC, permission to ask the station a question.
Go ahead, it's KI4OCF, go ahead.
KI4OCF, was that 7:10 p.m. or did you mean 8:10 p.m.?
sorry, Virginia, I haven't changed the clock yet. 8:10 p.m., KI-4OCF, and also power failure at that intersection, including the traffic light.
Okay, thank you very much. WX4NC, back to net control. WX4FAL, go ahead, this is WX4NC.
I think probably the reason he couldn't get into the Broadway machine is he wasn't running the 82.5 tone.
That very well could be it. He's also on emergency power, and I'm not sure what kind of radio he's on. I went over and was able to pull it up. Do you know what's happening with the 8-8?
I don't think anything's happening now. I think somebody was keyed up, but, you know, I was able to get in over top of it. Sounds like they went away.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, good deal. It's probably sometimes folks will drop their mic and sit on it a little bit, too. This repeater appears to be working fine, and appreciate that update. WX4NC, back to net control.
Okay, I'm running 50 watts.
Did you hear the thing about the tone for the Broadway machine? This is W4FAL.
And 0YL, 69 Skywarn. Roger on that, and I didn't have the tone on it. Okay.
W4FAL.
Thank you very much. Also, I checked the 39, that's working too.
Jim, the 39 is not exactly what it should be, and I was advised by Danny Hampton today to use the Broadway rather than the 39.
Roger on that. Okay.
Virginia, K4ABQ.
K4ABQ. Go ahead, Irvin.
You say the Broadway has a tone on it?
Yes, it does, and let me confirm with Jim. He just put it in. I can't remember if it's 82.5 or 88.5. Standby.
82.5.
Thank you, Mike. I hope that answers your question, Irvin.
Well, that eliminates me on that one. I'm up here in Warren County. I can't put the tone in this radio. I've forgotten how, I guess you'd say.
Okay. Well, at this point, we're going to be on the 88 repeater. It's working properly. And if you have any reports out of Warren County that meet criteria, we'd love to have them. WX4NC.
Thank you, ma'am. K4ABQ, clear.
And N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn.
KD4KVG, clear.
Do you have any other reports from the severe weather?
IAO KD4KVG.
KD4KGT, IN0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn, go ahead.
Yes, good evening, sir. Just want to let you know that I didn't have any traffic. I was just clearing after giving the tone for the 105 machine. KD4KVG, clear.
Roger on that. I already noted that. And thank you a lot for letting me know what the tone was. And we are still without power.
N0YOA AE4MY.
AE4MY, N0YO, go ahead.
No severe weather to report, but they're over here working on the power across the road over here in Bentley Woods, so they have restored some power, so But I'm still out and expected to be on shortly. AE4MY.
Thank you for the update. N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn. We are looking for any updates on the weather. Please call N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn at this time.
N0YO, WX4NC, you may have asked for an update. If so, the severe thunderstorm warnings are still in effect for the following counties: Lee County, Halifax County, and Nash and Warren County have expired at 8:30 p.m. Also, one remains in effect for Johnston County until 8:45. WX4NC, back to net.
Okay, Lee, Nash, and Halifax, and Johnston until 8:45, and the rest are gone.
Okay, D4JWF Friday.
This is N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn is in active mode at this time. This is a direct net, and all traffic should be directed to the net control. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning still in effect for Lee, Nash, Halifax, and Johnston until 8:45. We are still on a tornado watch until midnight. Remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent and or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. The National Weather Service is looking for reports at this time of severe weather. This includes hail of any size, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more, and give the times, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees in their approximate diameter, building and roof damage, and if there's any other power outages. This is N0YO with Central Carolina Skywarn, net control. We will be monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather.
N0YO, WX4NC.
Virginia?
Yeah, Jim. When these thunderstorm warnings expire at 8:45, we're going to keep the tones up for just a little bit longer until the threat of severe weather has diminished across the Central Carolina Skywarn area. So we'll keep the tones up a bit longer, but we'll drop back to standby mode. WX4NC, back to net control.
WX4NC, N0YO, net control for Skywarn. When you can, give me a landline. Okay, this is N0YO at Central Carolina Skywarn. At this time, the warnings have been expired at 8:45 on all the counties, but we are still in a tornado watch until midnight. We'll still be active for a few more minutes until later notice from the Weather Service, so we are still in active mode. If there's any traffic to report any information on weather conditions in their areas, please give us a call. We're looking for hail or measured wind speeds of 50 miles an hour or greater, any rainfall of 1 inch or more, flooding and flash flooding, rotating wall clouds or funnel clouds or tornadoes, and damage done by high winds, such as down limbs and trees, and give us approximate diameter, and building and roof damage. This is N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4NC, KD4KVG.
This is N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn, net control, go ahead.
I appreciate it. Permission to call NC4VA direct.
Go ahead.
Thank you, do appreciate it, sir. NC4VA, KD4KVG.
WX0YAO, this is WX4NC.
Go ahead, you have a station calling for you first.
Okay, calling station, go ahead.
Appreciate it. NC4VA, KD4KVG.
Sterling, go ahead. And if I accidentally called you, Mike, a few minutes ago, I apologize.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Mike probably get a kick out of that. Not a problem. Are you available for a quick twisted?
Yeah, give me about 1 minute and I will be. NC4, WX4NC.
Thank you, ma'am. KD4KVG clear. Thank you, net control.
N0YO, can I make a quick announcement?
Go ahead.
The National Weather Service has indicated that a watch remains in effect until midnight. At this point in time, a tornado watch remains in effect for the following counties: Edgecombe, Harnett, Nash, Wilson, Halifax, Johnston, Sampson, and Wayne. It's possible the watch will be taken down prior to midnight as well. The threat of severe weather has diminished for our area at this time, so I'm going to ask Net Control to bring down the tones, and we'll go ahead and just announce this on the half hour, the tornado watch, until the watch expires. And, Jim, I want to thank you for serving as Net Control, and I want to thank all those who participated, too, this night and called in reports. This is WX4NC, and I'm going to be shutting down on this end. Jim.
Roger on that end. This is N0YO, net control for Central Carolina Skywarn. Please stand by. We're going to be taking down the tones.
PCTN traffic net in 2 minutes. Skywarn clear.
This is N0YO with Central Carolina Skywarn. We're retraining the repeater back to normal use. Thank you, everybody, for participating, and those that helped out volunteering doing net control in between stations here. We really appreciate everybody's help. This is N0YO, clear.